Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Darnell, D-A-R-N-E-L-L. Chief complaint, rib pain, number one, high cholesterol, number two, cholesterol deposits in both lids, number three, gastroesophageal reflux symptoms, number four, hypertension, number five, patient looking for a primary care physician, period. Our patient is a 47-year-old woman who's married, has a couple of children, and 13 grandkids. She fell over a week ago, complains of rib pain about the lower part of the left breast, has chest pain and shortness of breath. Comes in today for evaluation. She also tells me that she has a history of smoking times 30 years, a significant history of coronary artery disease, two stents, one in the LAD and one in the RCA. In 2022, she had a heart attack in 2019. Her father died of heart disease at age 45. Mom has had three or four stents. And that's something that she lives with every day, possibility of death, period. Patient COVID immunization, up to date, times two, 2021. Family history, stroke, heart disease, as I mentioned. Severe dad died at age 45, of course. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, gastroesophageal reflux. Allergy, lisinopril, medication. Let's make a medication list on a separate sheet of paper. Metoprolol 100 milligram once a day. Nexium 40 milligram once a day. Losartan 25 milligram a day. Crestor 40 milligram a day. Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, injection every 2 weeks. Isodil 60 milligram a day. Metformin 1,000 milligram a day. Effient, E-F-F-I-E-N-T. 10 milligram a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Zevia 10 milligram a day. past medical, put down heart disease, heart coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, atherosclerosis, IBS, C, diabetes, arthritis, gastroesophageal reflux, and for C-section, I mean for surgery, put down C-section, tubal ligation, stent. LAD 2011, RCA 2021, aortic down iliac stent 2022, tubal ligation, volvular carcinoma in situ removed in 2019. Patient has been trying to quit smoking but has not been very successful, she tells me. Family history, oh. Also put that Achilles tendon repair 2003 under surgeries. Has had tubal ligation and multiple biopsies done in the past. Today, she's alert, she's awake, 145 pounds, 98%, 97.7, 2070, 171 over 96, because she appears to be in pain. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure to have this, make sure the right shoulder, because of what time it. Chest x-ray shows pneumothorax, rib x-rays show possibility of a fifth rib fracture left side. Patient is taking aspirin and Motrin and Tylenol. I gave her Tramadol 50 milligram number 20, Toradol 60 milligram times one. Next number is moist heat. Next number, no pneumothorax. Once again, next number is if not better. In the next 3 to 5 days, we'll need a CT of the chest. Next number is coronary artery disease. Next number, significant family history of heart disease. Next number, she does have peripheral vascular disease after severe. Next number, cardiac stent placement times two. Next number is history of vaginal cancer. Next number is COPD. Next number is tobacco abuse. Next number, she does have a cyst on the left kidney that was noted to see ultrasound report. She does also have a cyst on the left thyroid that was noted to see ultrasound report. Next number is breast biopsy 2001. Next number is RCA and LAD stent placement in her heart. Next number is hyperlipidemia, familial hyperlipidemia type 2 per history. Next number, strong family history, stroke and heart attack. Next number, we went over her findings today. Next number, she's going to call me in 3 days. Next number, we'll proceed with cardiac with a chest CT, if not improved, in the next 3 days. Thank you. Oh, by the way, blood work is up to date per her cardiologist.